morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top developments from around the world ahead of today's trading session. First up, here's a quick recap. Well, old highs were conquered, new highs were made, and that high will sooner or later be conquered as well. That has been the market trajectory since the start of this year. After days of consolidating and resisting, the Nifty conquered its previous record high of 25,078, a day ahead of its August F&O expiry, and made a new high of 25,129. As has been the case with previous highs, there was some bit of profit booking at higher levels, and that resulted in the Nifty seeing a 90-point drop from the highs of the day, even below its previous record high of 25,078. Nonetheless, the index gained for the 10th day in a row in what has turned out to be its longest winning streak since September-October of 2020. This surge came despite the underperformance from banking stocks as the day belonged to the IT stocks. Barring Tata Elxsi, which sold off after a stellar two-day move, most large-cap or mid-cap IT names saw healthy gains in Wednesday's trading session. But the big question with Thursday's session is that, will Reliance Industries, the index heavyweight, put its hands up and lead the Nifty to an 11th straight day of gains on its monthly expiry session? It comes after the Competition Commission of India approved the proposed merger between Reliance Industries, Viacom 18, Digital 18 Media, Star India and Star Television Products. The stock has been trading lower for the last two trading sessions and is also closed below the mark of 3,000 on Wednesday. Reliance Industries will also be in focus ahead of its all-important annual general meeting, where more clarity is expected on the path ahead for the company's various businesses. Another stock to focus on today is Interglobe Aviation, as Rakesh Gangwal may sell stake worth up to $850 million in block deals. Vedanta board is set to meet on September 2nd to consider a third interim dividend. Sonata Software has won a large multi-year, multi-million dollar strategic outsourcing deal from US-based Premier Healthcare and Wellness Company. PB FinTech will be in focus as Tencent Cloud Europe is likely to sell 2.1% stake or to 97 lakh shares via block deals. Lemon Tree Hotels have signed an agreement for 72-room property in Madhya Pradesh's Ujjain. The property will be managed by the company's arm, Carnation Hotels. KEC International will also be in focus as the company has won new orders worth 1,171 crore rupees in the Middle East. The year-to-date order intake is now at 10,000 crore rupees, a growth of 80% compared to the last year. Well, the Nifty was lower this morning, trading at a discount of more than 40 points from Nifty Futures Wednesday close, indicating a start in the red for the Indian market. Now, in terms of global cues, stocks in Asia slipped as Nvidia Corp earnings lacked the wow factor to impress investors, while Chinese result helped extend a sell-off in the country's tech companies. MSCI's Asia-Pacific gosh declined 0.5%, dragged by chip makers Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company and SK Hynix. A gauge of Chinese tech stocks fell more than 2% in Hong Kong. Nvidia slumped more than 8% in post-market trading following a sales forecast that disappointed some on Wall Street. The outlook threatens to cool an AI frenzy that has powered global tech stock for much of this year. Nvidia is a key beneficiary of a race to upgrade data centers to handle AI software, and its sales forecasts have become a barometer for that spending boom. Also hurting sentiment in Asia and Chinese earnings, which confirmed the sluggish rate of consumer demand in the world's number two economy. While Nvidia's guidance underwhelmed, revenue more than doubled to $30 billion in the fiscal second quarter, which ended on July 28th. And the Santa Clara, California-based company's board approved an additional $50 billion in stock buybacks. Later Thursday, investors will shift focus to key U.S. data, including a growth reading, personal consumption, and weekly jobless claims to help firm bets the Federal Reserve will quickly ease policy this year. Fed Bank of Atlanta president said that it may be time to cut, but he's still looking for additional data to support lowering interest rates next month. In commodities, oil steadied after a two-day drop, with stock market losses offsetting a drawdown in U.S. stockpiles and supply disruptions in Libya. Gold traced just below its record high on course for a monthly gain. Now, in terms of other news, OpenAI is in talks to raise funding that would value it at over $100 billion. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has hit $1 trillion in market value. It's the first non-tech entity to do so. Telegram CEO Pavel Durov has been indicted by French prosecutor with bail at 5 million euros. And he has also been prohibited from leaving France. In terms of domestic news, the Union Cabinet has set aside over 28,000 crore rupees for 12 new industrial parks, and it also has plans for 3 new rail infra projects. The Reliance Disney's merger plan has got CCI nod. SEBI has warned investors to be careful of SME IPOs given instances of price manipulation. Sameer Modi says that he's ready to do anything to end the family feud, even as proxies advise against family members on GPI board. Lastly, PhonePe CEO has said that market cap overhang is a problem in the listing of the firm. Well, that's about it for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV for more news and cues. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top developments from around the world ahead of today's trading session. First up, here's a quick recap. Well, old highs were conquered, new highs were made, and that high will sooner or later be conquered as well. That has been the market trajectory since the start of this year. After days of consolidating and resisting, the Nifty conquered its previous record high of 25,078, a day ahead of its August F&O expiry and made a new high of 25,129. As has been the case with previous highs, there was some bit of profit booking at higher levels, and that resulted in the Nifty seeing a 90-point drop from the highs of the day, even below its previous record high of 25,078. Nonetheless, the index gained for the 10th day in a row in what has turned out to be its longest winning streak since September-October of 2020. This surge came despite the underperformance from banking stocks, as the day belonged to the IT stocks. Barring Tata Elxsi, which sold off after a stellar two-day move, most large-cap or mid-cap IT names saw healthy gains in Wednesday's trading session. But the big question for Thursday's session is that, will Reliance Industries, the index heavyweight, put its hands up and lead the Nifty to an 11th straight day of gains on its monthly expiry session? It comes after the Competition Commission of India approved the proposed merger between Reliance Industries, Viacom 18, Digital 18 Media, Star India and Star Television Products. The stock has been trading lower for the last two trading sessions and has also closed below the mark of 3,000 on Wednesday. Reliance Industries will also be in focus ahead of its all-important annual general meeting, where more clarity is expected on the path ahead for the company's various businesses. Another stock to focus on today is Interglobe Aviation, as Rakesh Gangwal may sell stake worth up to $850 million in block deals. Vedanta board is set to meet on September 2nd to consider a third interim dividend. Sonata Software has won a large multi-year, multi-million dollar strategic outsourcing deal from US-based Premier Healthcare and Wellness Company. PB FinTech will be in focus as Tencent Cloud Europe is likely to sell 2.1% stake or to 97 lakh shares via block deals. Lemon Tree Hotels have signed an agreement for 72-room property in Madhya Pradesh's Ujjain. The property will be managed by the company's arm, Carnation Hotels. KEC International will also be in focus as the company has won new orders worth 1,171 crore rupees in the Middle East. The year-to-date order intake is now at 10,000 crore rupees, a growth of 80% compared to the last year. Well, the Nifty was lower this morning, trading at a discount of more than 40 points from Nifty Futures Wednesday close, indicating a start in the red for the Indian market. Now, in terms of global cues, stocks in Asia slipped as Nvidia Corp earnings lacked the wow factor to impress investors, while Chinese result helped extend a sell-off in the country's tech companies. MSCI's Asia-Pacific gosh declined 0.5%, dragged by chip makers Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company and SK Hynix. A gorge of Chinese tech stocks fell more than 2% in Hong Kong. Nvidia slumped more than 8% in post-market trading following a sales forecast that disappointed some on Wall Street. The outlook threatens to cool an AI frenzy that has powered global tech stock for much of this year. Nvidia is a key beneficiary of a race to upgrade data centers to handle AI software, and its sales forecasts have become a barometer for that spending boom. Also hurting sentiment in Asia and Chinese earnings, which confirmed the sluggish rate of consumer demand in the world's number two economy. While Nvidia's guidance underwhelmed, revenue more than doubled to $30 billion in the fiscal second quarter, which ended on July 28th. And the Santa Clara, California-based company's board approved an additional $50 billion in stock buybacks. Later Thursday, investors will shift focus to key U.S. data, including a growth reading, personal consumption, and weekly jobless claims to help firm bets the Federal Reserve will quickly ease policy this year. Fed Bank of Atlanta president said that it may be time to cut, but he's still looking for additional data to support lowering interest rates next month. In commodities, oil steadied after a two-day drop, with stock market losses offsetting a drawdown in U.S. stockpiles and supply disruptions in Libya. Gold traced just below its record high, on course for a monthly gain. Now, in terms of other news, OpenAI is in talks to raise funding that would value it at over $100 billion. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has hit $1 trillion in market value. It's the first non-tech entity to do so. Telegram CEO Pavel Durov has been indicted by a French prosecutor with bail at 5 million euros, and he has also been prohibited from leaving France. In terms of domestic news, the Union Cabinet has set aside over 28,000 crore rupees for 12 new industrial parks, and it also has plans for 3 new rail infra projects. The Reliance Disney's merger plan has got CCI nod. SEBI has warned investors to be careful of SME IPOs given instances of price manipulation. Samir Modi says that he's ready to do anything to end the family feud, even as proxies advise against family members on GPI board. Lastly, PhonePe CEO has said that market cap overhang is a problem in the listing of the firm. Well, that's about it for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV for more news and cues. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session.